from Moldova. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song,
My Lucky Day.
Enjoy!
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy!
This is Lucas Meyer
and Gromy.
We're from Poland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song,
Light Me Up. Enjoy.
Tell me where to go. Light me up, light me up, love, baby. Light me up, tell me where to go. Light me up, light me up, love, baby.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
And a very good afternoon. I am your host, Kieran Uritasiet, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. here on Forest FM 92.3, playing you the greatest music from the greatest competition in the world, the Eurovision Song Contest.
How you feel, you can hear what they think, like a shadow in the dark. Are you even real? They will bring you down, your weakness makes them win. You have to realize you're stronger than you think. Cause once that you've seen what's on the other side, you have to believe you can win this fight. If you think we're human, take a look once again. If you think we're human with a heart, but we just look away. If you think we're human, you should think once again. If you think we're human, look at us, it's time to make a change. And the question remains about the world and why we here. What's the purpose of this pain? You might be powerless at times, wanna make it disappear. Cause every time you feel weak, see you're stronger than fear. But you have to believe, we gotta make it there. If you think we're
Coming second in Sweden's national final in 2016, Melodifestivalen, that is Oscar Zia with the song Human here on Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, what a good tune it is as well, and it thoroughly deserved to go to the Eurovision Song Contest. I think that song is completely brilliant. Oh, and how the camera angles changed instantly was just perfect. And I think it screamed Eurovision winner. I do. Certainly in this era of Eurovision, modern music, radio friendly, certainly back in 2016, if that went to Eurovision instead of France with If I Were Sorry, I think it would have done better than fifth, which France managed to get, and would have got a better result, maybe even won it, I would have thought. Really good stuff. Well, welcome, of course, to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet. If you want to get in contact with us, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page and comment on our bits and bobs, and also send us a message via our Facebook page, of course, called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us, ESCshowcase@gmail.com. It'd be wonderful to hear from you. Now, as we're in a bit of a Swedish theme, before as we start the show, I would like to play this other song that came second in Melodifestivalen 2005. Oh, Dame Shirley Clamp. She's an amazing woman, an amazing pair of lungs. She has amazing vocal cords. They are awesome. And here's her song, Alt Elska Dig, which in English means to love you.
Du rör vid mitt inre. Du fyller mitt sinne. En dröm förvandlas till en verklighet. En värld som
Finns inga
Kim Jackson, representing Ireland in 1991 with Could It Be That I'm In Love? Aww. Cute little Kim Jackson represented Ireland in Rome in the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest. They shared 10th place with the United Kingdom in 1991. And the UK entry then was Samantha Janus, or now Samantha Womack, with A Message to Your Heart. Both scoring 47 points, of course, in the chaotic contest. That is the 1991 Eurovision. If you have never seen it before, go and watch it. It is hilarious and cringeworthy all at the same time. Oh dear. Well, the interesting thing here is that Liam Riley composed the song. Yes, he did that particular song. So, yeah. And Ireland got 8 points from Luxembourg, 7 from Sweden. The UK gave it 4 points, and so on and so forth. Oh, yes. Now, it's got me thinking, when I thought about, oh, yeah, the UK came joint 10th with Ireland in 1991, I was thinking of, what British song could I play? And I thought, I looked into my back catalogue, a database of music, and I stumbled across a national final song, which I really want to play just for its hilarity. Now, at the time, this was the bookies' favourite to win our national final in this year. And because in this duet, the gentleman was incredibly popular and very famous for singing in the band The Darkness. Yes, in 2007's Making Your Mind Up show, where sadly, well, I don't know, sadly, awkwardly, Scooch won with Flying the Flag for You. Well, they embraced it really well, and we got 12 points from Malta that year, which was all very good. But Justin Hawkins and Beverly Brown came fourth in Eurovision Making Your Mind Up 2007, famous for Terry Wogan accidentally saying Cindy rather than Scooch. Awkward. But here is their song from the national final that came fourth, Justin and Beverly, with They Don't Make 'Em Like They Used To.
Oh,
Oh, the nostalgia. My goodness me. Can you believe that was 11 years ago? Oh, dear. It makes me feel so old. And I'm just 32. Oh, sorry, I won't rub it in. Anyway, that was Justin Hawkins and Beverly Brown with They Don't Make 'Em Like They Used To. UK National Final song coming forth. Oh, dear. In 2007's Eurovision Making Your Mind Up. Of course. I remember John Barrowman and Mel Goidrich were on the selective sort of critiquing panel. Interesting. Interesting indeed. And I remember Lordi came to the arena and performed too, which was all very good. Getting excited for Helsinki. Though I was really disappointed because it was the first national final in 2 years where I couldn't get tickets. And it was randomly in Maidstone in some random studios. It was bizarre. But do you remember that national final? We had Liz McLaren, we had Brian Harvey from E17, we obviously had Scooch, Hawkins and Brown, and obviously Cindy. Oh my goodness me, and it just goes on and on and on and on. But who would you have picked to send to Helsinki? I think I would have selected Cindy. She sang better. And she's French. Well, French living in Kent at the time, working behind the bar. And we would have got 12 points from France completely. And I'm sure if she'd just like sang the last bit in French, that would have been amazing, personal level. Anyways, let's move on to our next song before we have Rob's random request.
ליבנו שתמיד נשיר לך
There we are, that's Israel in 1995. Oh, goodness me. That was Loria Fadlon with Amen. There we are. Israel 1995 coming eighth with 81 points, receiving 12 points from the United Kingdom that year. Yes, it's Israel. Didn't do too badly. And if you remember our sort of reaction shows that we had on podcast to the semi-final results of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, you would have heard Dan Cobbett. Well, that's Dan's favourite Israeli entry. Good choice too, I say. Oh yes, now if you've missed any previous shows or any podcasts or anything like that, then please head over to our website, which is escshowcase.podbean.com. And it is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob, my husband, to get his two hats out. We've got a hat full of countries and a hat full of years. We then glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly from the history, or maybe even the present, of the Eurovision Song Contest. So Rob has picked the country of Greece, and it's the year 1976. Oh, we can do that. Yes. So the song Pianimo in English, My Lady, was the Greek entry to the Eurovision Song Contest 1976, performed in Greek by Masria Koch. I hope that's how you pronounce it. Composed by Koch herself, with lyrics by Michael Fotiradis, Michalis Rokialis, and conducted the orchestra as well. Pianimo was the second entry to represent Greece in the Eurovision Song Contest after its debut in 1974. Greece had not taken part in the preceding contest in 1975 in Stockholm in protest at Turkey's debut and its invasion of Cyprus in July of 1974. The song was an outcry against the Turkish foreign policy. Now, the Eurovision Song Contest 1976 took place in The Hague, the Netherlands, on April the 3rd of 1976. And Pianimo was performed in 10th out of the 18 entries on that night, followed by Norway's amazing and Storm with Matahari, and preceding the Finnish entry from Freddie with the, and Friends with Pump Pump. Oh, we love that song. Now, at the close of voting, the performance had received 20 points, placing it 13th in a field of 18. A Turkish television did air the grand final, but the Greek entry was censored and Turkish TV aired a nationalist song in its place. Oh, awkward. Pianimo succeeded the Greek entry, was succeeded as the Greek representative in 1977's contest in Wembley by a huge group, a four quartet, which were called Pascalis, Marina, Robert and Bessie, with an amazing song that came fifth. It's really good. It's called Mathimaya Solfiech. I think that's how you pronounce it. My Greek isn't great. Apologies to any Greek listeners. Right, now let's hear Greece 1976. Here we go. Here's Masriza Koch with Pianimo, My Lady.
Κάπως γεμάτος πορτοκάλια όλο η μάνα που περάσπερα απλώνε τη χέλια. Γύρω χρυσίζουν τα κρογιάλια όλο η μάνα και σε θαμπώνει, θαμπώνει αντίλια. όλες από όλες εποχές. Από να πάλμα θα είναι καμένα, όχι μάνα μου, θα είναι τα μυριά χαλάσματα του χτες. Κι αν δείτε γη φρέσκος καμένη, όχι μάνα μου, δεν θα είναι καβός, ναι καβός καρπερό. Σαφίζει ο καιρός. Παναγιά μου, Παναγιά μου, πάρει τώρα την καρδιά μου. Παναγιά μου, Παναγιά μου, πάρει τώρα την καρδιά μου.
Well, that was different, wasn't it? Rob's random request of Greece 1976 from Mozia Koch with Panayimu, Panayimu. My lady, my lady. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 3rd of June 2018. The Luxembourg entrant in 1976's Eurovision Song Contest has passed away. Jürgen Marcus dies at age 69. The singer has been suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease since 2012 and had retired from public life just over 5 years ago. And it's a shock to the people of Germany and Luxembourg. And we will play his entry straight after this news bulletin. The Israeli broadcaster IPBC and the European Broadcasting Union have met this week for the first time to discuss hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2019. Representatives from the EBU have travelled to Israel this week to meet the Israeli national broadcaster to talk about next year's contest. And soon there will be a meeting in Geneva at the European Broadcasting Union. Very soon. The Slovakian broadcaster ITVS has announced that they will be not returning to the Eurovision Song Contest in 2019. It confirmed on Eurocontest.cz, the Czech Eurovision news website, that the country will not be returned for the foreseeable future. It had previously been speculated that the Slovakian broadcaster may consider to return to the contest following the Czech Republic's success in the Eurovision Song Contest in the last 3 years. Kasia Moss, who represented Poland in 2017, and Norma John, who represented Finland in 2017, have released a collaborative single. It's called Wild Eyes. And finally, the Romanian state broadcaster TVR rules out return to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Minsk, Belarus, later on this year. And just to mention as well that we have now got the lineup for OGAE's Second Chance Contest. They have been revealed. It's very exciting. The contest is being organised in the city of Eskilstuna, which is 20 kilometres west of Stockholm, after Mariette won last year's contest with A Million Years. And this was Sweden's 15th win in the OGAE Second Chance round. Incredible. Now, and it's been going on for every year since 1987. Oh, yes. So we do have all of the entries, which you can check out at Eurovoir.com, of course. Just to mention, the UK entry is Asanda with Legends. She obviously was in the UK national final, You Decide, in 2018. And other notable mentions, the French entry in the second chance round is Emmy Liena with OK Ukao. The Germans have done a very good job and have picked Vox Club with I Mog Di So. I Mog Di So. Yes, sorry. The Icelandics have picked their second place, Dagur Sugrason with Yustomi. Sweden have picked their third place, John Ludvig with My Turn. And also Finland have picked Saara Aalto, of course, but with her song that came second in her own national final, Domino. Ooh. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news, and I'm Kieran Uri Tuttiot. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
The late, great Jürgen Marcus with the amazing Chanson pour que si simple, which means the, basically, songs for those who love each other. Oh, so sweet. Now, an interesting fact here, Jürgen Marcus was a big star in neighbouring Germany. Yes, Marcus was signed to a recording contract in 1970, and his single release became popular almost immediately. His first charting single came in the same year, and he subsequently enjoyed three consecutive top 10 hits in 1972 and 1973 in Germany, including the highest chart single of his career, Nine New Lieber, Einst wie ein neues Leben. I don't know what that means. Which peaked at number two. And he was regularly on German TV music shows, of course. So we've had a little bit of an early live and kicking here. Oh, I treat you so. So we rest in peace, Joachim Margus. He died at the age of 69. One of Germany's most popular Schlager singers. Oh, yes. And obviously representing Luxembourg in 1976 with that incredible song that we've just heard.
You make me feel, you got me deep inside this love. You make my heart go.
Like Bonnie and Clyde, we walk the road together. No fear, no breaks.
You light up my world. No, I need no diamonds and pearls. Not that kind of girl. Over the moon, I'll be your queen and I'll be your fool. Say you remember roses and horses in the rain. Make it for.
With Crazy Croatia 2018, sadly not getting out of the semi-final. And I must admit, I was right there in the audience, right there standing in front of the stage thinking, my goodness me, this is going to qualify. It was awesome live. I really, really enjoyed it. So good on you, Franca. You really made me care. And that was Crazy with Franca here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yeah. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we are heading to the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest. It was hosted in Harrogate in Yorkshire. Yes, it was in the Harrogate Conference Centre. Random, isn't it? Of course, and nobody knew where it was, but Jan Leeming, obviously pretty famous at her time, hosting the news, of course, on BBC. She got the gig of presenting the contest, of course, a year after Buxfizz won with Making Your Mind Up. And the 1982 contest saw France pull out in that year, as well as Italy. And it was quite a bit of a shame, actually. It was quite a small number of countries participating in 1982. But we had a fantastic song coming from Belgium, and I want to share it with you now. It's from Stella, and she sings the song Si tu aimes ma musique. Yes. Now, the song is a bit of an up-tempo song with influence of disco and synth pop. And lyrically, it is a plea for unity, with Stella urging that if you do like my music, sing with me. Now, also Stella has recorded an English version and a German version, respectively, of course. So now, let's hear Belgium 1982 from the Harrogate Conference Centre at the Eurovision Song Contest. Here is Stella with Si tu aimes ma musique, and introduced by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
We go to Belgium, song number 11. It rarely made any impression in the Eurovision. Make your mind up, lads. This will be sung in French. Si tu aimes ma musique. If you like my music, sing along with me. And if you want to dance, nobody will stop you. You try it in Harrogate after dusk and see what happens to you. Stella, who's going to sing the song, will be singing. There she is, by cracky. She'll be singing in French. She was born in Zandvoort in Holland. The words are by Bob Ott, born in Antwerp, and Joe May, who started his career as a chansonnier. There's the pretty girl who'll be singing. Gosh, no, not him. Here she is now, Stella. Si tu aimes ma musique. Lovely girl. What a set of teeth. All her own.
The conductor for Belgium is Jack Say. And to sing the Belgian entry, Stella.
Si tu aimes ma musique, chante-la
Είμαι εγώ γυναίκα και ανήκω σε ένα φίλο που το λέτε ασθενές. Τελικά τι πιο λεπτή και αδύναμη από κάθε αρσενικό που τριγυρνά στον καφέ. Ο καλός θεούλης με λυπήθηκε και μου δώσε ένα όπλο που με κάνει δυνατή. Μου πε μην φοβάσαι εσύ κορίτσι μου, τον άντρα θα τον έχεις πάντα σε. Και κάτω σε έριξα στα δίχτυα μου και με ένα κοίταγμά μου σου θολώνω τη ματιά. Μπαμ, και μέσα στα όνειρά σου κρύπωσα και κούνια που σε κούναγε γιατί είμαι εγώ θεά.
Μπαμ και κάτω με έριξα στα δίχτυα σου και με ένα κοίταγμά σου μου θολώνει τη ματιά. Μπαμ, φατάλ, στα όνειρά μου κρύπωσα και κούνια που με κούναγε γιατί είσαι θεά.
Κι όλε εσύ να μου μιλά γεμάτο πάθο να κοιτά. Πιστός φρουρός ξαναμακολουθάς. Μπαμ και πάλι το μυαλό σου κόλλησε στα μάγια που σου έκανε η δική μου τσαχπινιά. Μπαμ και κάτω έπεσες αγόρι μου και τα στένες στο φύλλο σου σκλαβώνει την καρδιά.
Κι όλο εγώ να σου μιλώ γεμάτος πάθος να κοιτώ. Σαν λυκός πιστός φρουρός σαν να σ' ακολουθώ.
Και κάτω πέσατε στα δίχτυα μου και με ένα κούνημά μου σας ταράζω τα νερά. Φαμ, φατάλ, στα όνειρα σας τρύπωσα και ζήτω που καήκατε γιατί είμαι εγώ θεά. Μπαμ, και πάλι το μυαλό σας κόλλησε στα μάγια που σας έκανε η δική μου τσαφίνια. Μπαμ, βρε μάγκες όλοι σας την πάθατε γιατί είμαι εγώ γυναίκα που τους άντρες κυβερνά. Γιατί είμαι εγώ γυναίκα που τους άντρες κυβερνά.
Greece, 2008. Haven't heard that in a while. Evdokia Kadi with Femme Fatale. There we are. Oh my goodness me, I struggled there a bit. I apologise for that moment of quietness. Now, let's go on to a great song from Belgium in 2013. I haven't heard this again in a while and I need to play it for you. Oh, it's so good. Roberto Bello Rosso with Love Kills. That came 12th for Belgium in 2013.
So the arrow shot right through her heart and rocked her to the core. She felt so deep like she had never felt so deep before. But the pain was almost unbelievable. When the end was near, she felt the fear alive, alive, alive. Waiting for the beat to appear. Give me something I can feel. was up against the wall, and he felt so scared for both of them, even though they had it all. There's a lesson that you always have to learn, to the consequence of fire comes to burn.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Can't go wrong with a bit of Jana J, can you? With Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit, the UK Eurovision entry in 1996 in Oslo, Norway. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Ari Tassiet, for this episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Sunday the 3rd of June. Oh, marvellous. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, and you can obviously email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Take care, and I hope to see you next Sunday. Arrivederci! Au revoir! Auf Wiedersehen! And have a lovely week. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.